It's always nice going out and about, and I've just been welcomed into the living room of Canon Gerald Rogers, who's recently celebrated his 60th anniversary as a Catholic priest, and looking very sprightly on it, I must say. There's people in Bristol that owe you a great debt of thanks, don't they, as far as housing's concerned. If I can I take you back to the early 60s, where when you first came to Bristol, and how you helped people in finding a place to live?
I don't think they owe me anything, but I was glad to be able to do it. I think it was part of my life, really, helping people, not just spiritually, but a family means so much as well. So I was very glad to be able to do it.
Would you like to explain to do what exactly? Because finding people places to live and dealing with landlords and things was quite a big thing in the 60s, wasn't it?
Well, owning your own home, buying your own home in the early 60s was a big venture. It meant a lot, and people were afraid, and there were landlords there and estate agents. Well, you saw a house, you thought it lovely, you were born in that street or something, but you never knew there was dry rot, and when it was turned down by the conveyor, well then, you lost your deposit. So all these things worried people as to how to go about it. And then one guy asked me one evening at a dance, do I know anything about house buying? And I said, I don't, but I do know a priest in London who has just set up an organisation to do just that. And I got in touch with him Monday morning, and he advised me to get professional people together. He came down and addressed them, and that was the beginning of Catholic Housing Aid Society.
As an Irishman new to Bristol, you set up the Irish Club. That played a major part in the organisation.
Yes, they came to me then in different aspects of their lives and maybe advice, and one was housing in particular. You know, they were dealing with landlords and they were afraid to buy. To help them, we set up Catholic Housing Aid Society, and that was there to help and to advise. But we found the biggest problem of all was to get this deposit together. So we set up a family housing aid where we bought houses and put them into accommodation, and we set up then this saving where they would pay a rent for it, maybe a pound over. When they had a deposit and the fees, then we could hand them back the excess, which we charged them as a free gratis to set up home furniture and everything else.
That is an amazing service. It's so great that this is still going. You're still involved very much, aren't you?
Well, I am, but the Catholic Housing Aid is still going. It's there to help no matter who, and it does an awful lot of work, good work. We have a full-time employee, and he's there to answer the calls, and he's full-time. Bit of a struggle these days financially because, well, the restrictions there are, and Bristol City was always good to us. So he's still going, and we support him all the way.
Now, I know you're being a little bit modest there because you're actually the president, aren't you?
Well, yes, I am. But it's the team you have working under you, you know. Una is there, Una de Mambro. Patrick Quinn is there from the very, very beginning. So they have their helpers and they do all the work.
You must take immense pride having achieved this over the years and helped so many people.
Well, I suppose our vocation is one where we're there to help people. And I take it as a matter of form. We still do. We're there for people, and that's what we were ordained for in the beginning. And gladly, the opportunity rose that way and went down that road.
Well, thank you, Canon Rogers, for talking to us today. I know there's lots of people in Bristol and around Bristol that do owe you a great deal because you've helped them on the way. I think it's time now to just sit back and enjoy our cup of tea.